Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Mr. Tuna. Mr. Tuna is a sushi and hand roll joint in Portland, Maine. Before I dive into Mr. Tuna, stick with me here. I have a slight obsession lately with hand rolls. I'm not talking like old school cone shaped ones, which those are fine, but I'm into this new school type of hand roll that's shaped more like a cigar. I'm talking like simple, delicious, slightly warm and crispy nori, perfect sushi rice and fresh fish, period. My number one spot for many years has been Kazunori in New York City. It's one of the few places that I literally go back to almost every single time I'm in New York City, rarely for a full meal, but always for a snack. Yes, I know there are many other places in New York. And also the other night I went to a newer spot in Chicago called Noriko. It's below the Korean restaurant Perilla Fair on Milwaukee Avenue. It's got about 20 seats. Delicious hand rolls. It just opened earlier this year and I highly recommend it. Not that easy to get into, so I'd suggest trying for a reservation now and just booking what they have because it books up real quick. Okay, back to Mr. Tuna. The chef behind Mr. Tuna is Jordan Rubin. I feel like this guy is kind of like a tuna whisperer. I've been hearing a lot about him from various chefs in various cities. And from what I can tell, he has a background working in some restaurants around New England and now has Mr. Tuna along with a couple other spots in Portland, Maine. Mr. Tuna started as a mobile sushi cart and then it evolved into a brick and mortar location. He also has a Thai spot and a Japanese focused restaurant as well. I recently became acquainted with Jordan when I was in Washington, D.C. with Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry. Jordan was there representing the state of Maine and meeting with various legislators to advocate to end childhood hunger. And if you know me, you know I'm a fan of chefs who use their voice for the good of humanity. And in this case, no child should have to worry where their next meal is coming from. So thank you, Jordan. Full disclosure, I've never been to Mr. Tuna, never even been to Portland, Maine, but if you go, check it out. You can find all the links and handles I mention in the show notes. Next up, Coutinho Hot Sauce. Coutinho Hot Sauce is a small batch hot sauce company out of Phoenix, Arizona. So Coutinho was founded by a guy named Jacob Coutinho in 2015. And long story short, 2 years after that, he linked up with Chef Chris Bianco of Pizzeria Bianco fame out in Arizona as well as LA after learning that Chris Bianco was a longtime fan of their products. I think Jacob and the team at Coutinho make some incredible hot sauce. My two favorites are jalapeno, which is actually red and not green. So good. And he also makes one called Verde, which is their green one and is equally delicious. They make a bunch of other ones. They make chipotle, habanero, and then they do a bunch of different seasonal flavors. But get your hands on this Coutinho hot sauce. So good. I was introduced to it from a good friend and former colleague of mine in the food world who sent it to me as a gift, knowing that I love hot sauce. I've been a huge fan ever since and have given it out as a gift to many people who I know also love hot sauce. Highly recommend. Next up is a slow cooker or crock pot, whichever name you choose to call it, recipe that I recently saw in the New York Times by Sarah DiGregorio. Here's the deal. Okay, so I have a number of recipe files spanning from notes in my phone to various Instagram folders. This chipotle honey chicken taco slow cooker recipe was one of the last delicious sounding recipes I added to one of my notes. It sounds like it's going to be sweet, spicy, tender, and flavorful. All wins in my book. But here's the deal. When it comes to slow cooker recipes, I have two rules. One, it needs to have minimal ingredients that are added to the pot. And two, I don't want multiple pre-steps of searing or cooking before all the ingredients have to go to the pot, because in my mind, it defeats the purpose of what a slow cooker should be and what it should do. Next, Flash Food. Flash Food is a grocery savings app that is designed to save you money and to save food from going to landfills. Here's how it works. It's a mobile app on iOS or Android, and it connects shoppers using geo-enabled listings with marked down groceries. That means groceries that are close to their best before date, or they may be overstocked by their partner grocery stores. They have some huge grocer partners from Meijer to Giant to Stop and Shop and many others. And many of the items that you find on the app are as much as 50% off the normal price that you'd see them in a grocery store. That's it. Simple. They have diverted over 100 million pounds of food from landfills and hundreds of millions of dollars in savings. So check it out and see if it's available in your area. Next up, Daniela, the gluten-free Austrian. Daniela is a professionally trained pastry chef and baker. She developed celiac and made it her mission to create gluten-free recipes that taste like the real thing. And I will tell you from experience, she accomplishes that goal. I found her when searching for random pastry recipes online, and I wound up cooking a bunch of her stuff, even though it was gluten-free and I don't necessarily have celiac. I could just tell she knew her stuff. I follow her on Instagram now. I subscribe to her newsletter, which often inspires my weekend baking with our twins. None of us have celiac, like I said, but that aside, her recipes are so good and they really work. We recently made her mini banana bread muffins that were A+, and she has a vanilla mug cake that I recently saw that I really want to try. So whether you're gluten-free or not, check out her stuff or share it with a friend. Again, you can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. One last thing before I leave you. I recently saw this really interesting method in a Food Republic article for expediting the ripening process of bananas, like if you need some brown ones for baking or something like that. It really caught my attention. Long and the short of it is you place unpeeled bananas in the air fryer basket. Don't overcrowd it. You set the temperature to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you cook them for like 8 minutes, depending on how soft or how sweet you want them. Apparently, the skin turns a black color, but inside, the banana is like really soft and sweet and perfect for baking or using in pancakes, which I often do. So I'm going to try this next time I am in need of speeding up the ripening process of bananas. I will report back, or you can report back to me. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.